RNZ News at midday. Good afternoon. I'm Nicola Wright. Several government agencies and at least two banks have been forced offline this morning in what's believed to be another coordinated cyber attack. A forensic IT expert working with New Zealand Post and Kiwibank on their outages says it's almost certainly a cyber attack like that seen with the New Zealand Stock Exchange last year. Ruth Hill reports.
New Zealand Post and Inland Revenue say the blackout is currently under investigation. IRD's website has been back online since 11 o'clock, while New Zealand Post has been coming and going. MetService is directing users to its backup website, which contains weather watches and warnings. ANZ Bank customers have reported being unable to log into their accounts. Kiwibank is having intermittent issues with its website, internet banking, the app and phone banking, but has identified the cause. On Friday, internet infrastructure provider Vocus was hit with a denial-of-service attack, which caused outages across the country.
Auckland-based computer forensic and IT security expert Daniel Ayres says the outage is almost certainly a cyber attack, like that seen with NZX. He said it was unlikely all of the affected sites would have random outages simultaneously. The Nurses Union says the case of a COVID-19 positive patient at Middlemore Hospital shows how health boards have failed to prepare for infection. Four wards are closed, patients are being isolated, and 29 staff have been stood down after the COVID-19 case was unknowingly admitted on Saturday. Health Minister Andrew Little says the hospital is well placed to deal with the virus. But nurses' organisation Kai Whakahaere, Kere Nuku, says mistakes like this one are evidence of a failing under-resourced system.
You know, this is the frustrating part of this, is we knew it was inevitable, but we were certainly not prepared. And prepared meant about having adequately resourced, functioning wards where there are plenty of staff.
Kere Nuku says there'll be major psychological impacts for staff, their families and the wider population. The road freight sector is optimistic its drivers will be able to use saliva testing for their regular COVID tests rather than nasal swabs. From Friday, essential workers travelling through the Auckland border will have to show evidence of a negative COVID test once a week. At the moment, the sector's not approved to use saliva testing like border workers are. Nick Leggett from the Road Transport Forum says the sector recognises the need for the tests, but allowing the saliva option is important.
Sending a truck driver to a testing station, and we had a truck driver yesterday in Auckland who was waiting for over 2 hours for a test, that comes off their legal driving hours. And if we do that to too many drivers, we are going to delay the delivery of freight.
Saliva testing can be completed in about a minute. In much of the country, people returned to work this morning for the first time in 3 weeks. While Auckland remains at level 4, the rest of New Zealand is now at 2. And though many people are still working from home, for others, today was a chance to get out of the house and back among workmates. Timothy Brown reports.
Under level 2, indoor venues have a maximum capacity of 50 people, with 1 metre physical distancing in restaurants. And outdoor events are limited to 100. But around the country, it's unlikely those limits will be tested today as people ease back into a more relaxed regime. Commuters at Wellington Railway Station say trains were only about a quarter full. Christchurch and Dunedin CBDs were also quiet this morning. Mark Hansen, who owns the corner store near Dunedin's Octagon, says it's clear many are still working from home.
On an average morning pre-pandemic compared to this morning, we're probably doing 15 to 20% of our usual revenue.
But for those who have returned to workplaces around the country, it's a relief to get out of the house.
It's been really weird staying at home for so long. I'm dying to go back to the office.
I'm just happy to be back at work, to be honest.
We didn't have to come back to work today, but I just really wanted to see people's faces.
And with schools returning tomorrow, there's hope central cities may be busier still.
That's the news.